This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Aung San Suu Kyi's career took another dramatic turn on Monday as a court in Myanmar sentenced the ousted leader to 4 years in prison after convicting her of incitement and breaching coronavirus restrictions. Other cases against her are pending.
This is a judicial system and a court that is far from independent. These bogus charges were essentially manufactured by the military. And this is 100% political trial.
Bill Robertson is the Deputy Asia Director for the New York-based Human Rights Watch.
Our view, really no doubt that she was going to be convicted. The question is just how many years was she going to get? You know, getting four to start with through this mixture of this incitement charge and the charge about public health and COVID regulations, you know, is a pretty bad indication that the more severe charges that are coming against her are going to keep her in prison for a very, very long time.
It was just a year ago that Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won a landslide election victory that would have put her and her party back in office for a second consecutive five-year term after decades of army-dominated rule. The military seized back power on February the 1st, arresting Suu Kyi and scores of others and plunging Myanmar into turmoil after a brief period of stability and promises of more democracy. Suu Kyi's career has been marked by highs, winning the Nobel Peace Prize, and lows, spending 15 years in house arrest under a previous military government. The United Arab Emirates' top national security advisor arrived in Tehran on Monday for an official visit. Sheikh Tamim bin Zayed Al Nahyan of the UAE and Iran's national security chief held talks at the Iranian Supreme National Security Council and discussed bolstering and expanding bilateral ties. This is VOA News. China on Monday threatened to take firm countermeasures if the U.S. proceeds with a diplomatic boycott of February's Beijing Winter Olympic Games. Speaking to reporters at a daily briefing, Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said such a move would be an outright political provocation. He said, without being invited, American politicians keep hyping so-called diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics, which are purely wishful thinking and grandstanding. Political manipulation, he says, is a blatant insult of the spirit of the Olympic Charter and an outright political provocation. It seriously offends the 1.4 billion Chinese people. Italy Zhang gave no details on how China would retaliate. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he is considering a boycott under which American athletes would still compete. An announcement is expected this week. A top elected official in India's northeast region called on Monday for the withdrawal of emergency powers granted to Indian troops a day after soldiers killed over a dozen civilians, sparking violent protest in the troubled state. India's remote northeast region, which includes eight states, is home to dozens of separatist insurgencies led by ethnic rebel groups. Italy is making life more uncomfortable for its unvaccinated people as the holidays draw near. It is excluding them from indoor restaurants, theaters, and museums into the new year to control the spread of coronavirus and encourage vaccine skeptics to get their shots. Starting Monday through January the 15th, Italian police can check whether diners seated in restaurants or bars have a super health pass certifying that they are either vaccinated or have recovered from the virus. An American political legend has passed away. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole was 98.
36-year career on Capitol Hill, Kansas Republican Bob Dole was an influential lawmaker.
People want economic reform. They're having a hard time making ends meet.
Dole was the GOP vice presidential candidate in 1976 and ran for president three times, the last in 1996, against a much younger incumbent, Bill Clinton.
My blood pressure is lower and my weight, like cholesterol.
Dole devoted his later years to helping wounded veterans and getting the World War II memorial built on the National Mall. He received a Congressional Gold Medal from President Trump at the start of 2018.
Soldier and a congressman and a leader admired by all.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.